Good afternoon, gentlemen, ladies.
Perry, back in the spring, you spoke about some new principles that you were going to install into your defense. Looks like your guys are getting their hands up a little bit more. You're also getting some really good coverage on the back end. Is that kind of what you hope to see from the unit?
Yeah, I think we're starting to grow in some of the new schemes that we're trying to run. I think we're learning each other. I'm learning their talents. They're learning our calls, and we're trying to bond together. So it's starting to come. We have a lot more work to do, but things start to – it's looking like what we would like for it to look.
So do you think the linebacker position is now becoming more specialized in terms of down and distance? Or, you know, or do you really hope to have, say, three linebackers that can play every single day?
I think that position has been specialized for several years now. You know, we think – that we have three backers that can play every down. I think Jaquan Williams has made great strides since his rookie year, and he's performed like he's a three-down player thus far in this camp. So that's a plus for us. Jameel McClain, he performs like a three-down backer. So that's a luxury for us. And so if we don't have to take a backer off the field on third down, then so be it. But I do think the position has been specialized for several years now.
Besides Jaquan's health, obviously, what have you seen as the biggest difference between, you know, his rookie year to now?
Just confidence in his run fits, confidence in his coverage ability, his knowledge of his assignments, executing his assignments with speed, coming back with feedback, knowing the other position, saying, I know he was supposed to be here, this is what I did, and being able to have a good football conversation about what occurred on that play.
What about the safety spot? There's some defensive coordinators in the league now talking about playing five of them at once. They seem to be of growing importance with the way the league is going.
I wish we had five. You know, I like safeties because they can match up versus tight ends. You know, they can match up versus backs depending on their skill levels. We have five in camp. Can I put all five on the field? I think we have some corners that will compete for those jobs. So I'm not saying that we're in that position, but I do like that safety position and having those guys, you know, be that hybrid type person for you.
Perry, you kind of have guys.
You've had these guys on the field for 2-3 weeks now in camp. How good do you think this defense can
be? There's a perception and there's reality, okay? On paper, we look good. The reality is that we've got to bond. We've got to grow. We've got a lot more learning to do. And the reality will happen in the season, you know, in the preseason and the season as we face stiffer competition. So I don't want to make any predictions. I don't really know because we're not competing against the offense. We're competing against ourselves to be better, to be the best that we can be.
You say on paper we look good. In the past, would you always have said that? Or on paper, do you like the way this looks?
I like the way this looks on paper because I think we're stronger at linebacker than we've been in the past, especially if John Beeson returns. But I still like the backers that we have. I like Jameel McClain. I like Jaquan Williams, Devon Kennard. He's been a very pleasant surprise for us. I think some of our young players, the Spencer Atkins kid, is you know, perform well. So we've strengthened ourselves there, and that's why I like them on paper.
What about defensive back? It seems like you've seen strength in that area too.
They, you know what, I think that's a good group back there. I think they have some pretty good chemistry. Now, can we get them to play together?
What's your impression of Walter Thurman relative to what you expected?
Competitor. We call him the quiet assassin. And so he's more quiet than I expected him to be, but he's the assassin. He loves to compete.
Reputation
loves to compete.
Is a strong slot cornerback, but you feel like you could use him on the outside as well?
We feel like we can use him on the outside, but boy, I like him in the slot. I think he is a very strong corner. I think his reputation precedes him. He is a strong, good slot player, but he can play corner. I mean, he can line up and he can actually, I mean, he can play that position too. So I like him as a football player, great competitor.
What makes him so good in the slot?
Just knowledge, know-how. That is the it factor. You know, people try to describe it. He's got it. He knows how to play that position.
I would think having the quiet assassin to hit the nickel makes control role very happy at safety?
Yes, it does. Anytime I want to put him in his place, I say, I'm going to put you back at nickel.
It's like putting you in the corner?
Yeah.
In the past, you've said that, but you haven't, you've had to stick him back there.
Yeah.
Are you pretty certain you're not going to have to do that this year?
Where's yeah, there we go. That's the wood, right? We're trying not to do that. Yeah, we feel confident in the development of Walter, and we're trying to develop several other players so that we can allow Antrell to play that safety position.
How good can he be in the safety
100%? That's up to Antrell. We're giving him all the reps back there. He uses the term, I'm getting my eyes back, so he can now see the field instead of seeing, down in the box and the perimeter. Now he sees the entire field. And I think that's important for him to develop that to become as good as he can be as a safety.
You mentioned the perception versus reality earlier. That's been talked a lot about DeMontre. The perception is that this guy was going to come in here last year and wreak havoc. What is the reality for DeMontre right now, and how far has he come from last year?
Will he continue to grow every day and take advantage of each opportunity he has to get better? He can't afford to have setbacks. And when I mean setbacks, not only physically but mentally, being into every practice, growing as a football player. And then he will reach his true potential. That will be the reality of him. If he doesn't do that, then we'll be wondering all the time, when is this guy going to develop?
He talked about the attention to detail. Idea of becoming a student of the game. Is part of that just being as young as he was when he came in here last year? I mean, this was a young guy who hadn't turned 21 yet.
Yeah, a little bit of it is youth, and then a little bit of it is, the pro football game. We ask him to do much more than they did in college, not only defensively but special teams. He's got to contribute from that perspective. So there's a lot of details from special teams as well as defense that he has to master.
Do you need to sort of get him in against the first team tackles a little bit in these preseason games and get him in there? There seems to be a big difference between, when you play against a big drop off between a first team left tackle maybe and a second team, to get him that kind of experience.
I don't feel we have to do that. Will we do that? Will we expose him like that? Yeah, sure. We go in with a plan each and every preseason game, and depending upon what our plan says, that's how we'll play him and rotate him. But will he have that opportunity? Sure.
Barry, it seems like you're trying to get Prince to be more aggressive towards the ball and make more interceptions. How is he dealing with that? How is that going?
Hey, Prince has improved so much, and I chuckle because they went after him pretty good against Buffalo. And I thought he responded well. I do think that with each opportunity that we have to throw the football at Prince, he'll get better and better. I remember his first play as a rookie against DeSean Jackson, I think it was, and he went up and snatched one out of the air, and I was like, whoa, okay, we thought it was the second coming. So he is coming. He's not the second coming yet. He is coming, and again, I think it with each opportunity that he takes in practice to improve that skill, he can be as good as he would like to be.
With DRC on the other side, do you anticipate Prince having a very busy season?
That could happen that way, yeah.
Trevor, do you think Kennard is better after, you only had him here for 2 weeks. Is he better than what you could have imagined when you saw him and when you drafted him? Has he proven to be even a better player than he was when you looked at him on film and when you drafted him?
I would say he exceeded my expectations from this standpoint. Young guy that played a number of different positions, really the defensive end at SC, but played a number of different positions, came in very mature, extremely football smart, and very poised as a young rookie. And you don't find that a whole lot. So, yes, he did exceed my expectations.
Can this defense function correctly without a vintage shape you played in 2011?
We need all of our pieces to function to be a good defense. So I'm not putting it on one person. I'm saying we all must contribute in order for us to be good. They're all important. I'm not saying that they're all important. JPP is a special player. We need for him to be special.
From what you've seen so far in the previous game, do you feel that he says he's back 110%? Have you seen that? Do you expect that?
I've seen growth out of him. I've seen a much better attitude. I've seen the old JPP. I think, and I'm not, you can ask him, but he didn't really get to participate in camp last year. And this year he's participating in camp. And if you notice, before the practice begins, he's out running routes, covering. That's the old JPP. His attitude is good. His work ethic has been very good. So he'll continue to develop, and I'm sure he'll regain his form.
He had talked in the past about how when he wasn't performing well, I guess it wasn't fun. You sense that fun back.
That's why I say he's running routes before practice. He's having fun again in football. Jaquan can't cover Jaquan. I don't know if you've ever seen him out there. And Jaquan can cover him, so I tell him, hey, JPP, you better leave Jaquan alone. But he's having fun playing the game again. And when he's got that smile on his face, then he'll get that hunger in his eye, you know, as we build up toward the week for games. And I think you'll see the guy perform like he can perform.
You seem very humble.
Well, I like to think I'm an upbeat guy most of the time. I'm excited for football. I can smell it in the air. We have a preseason game coming up. I like the players that we have. I think we're doing the right things, trying to keep them healthy. So I'm positive about the season.
You know, but sometimes you know you're putting together the defense and you hope this here, you know you don't have that here, you got to compensate here. Do you think you have to do a lot of compensating, or do you think we just got to get them in the right spots, we got the players?
I have to let the preseason games tell me that. You know, when we practice against each other so much that you can build a false confidence. And so when we play some other people and I get a feel for the defense, then I can answer that much better.
How do you feel about the state of the pass rush right now?
Well,
I mean, do you feel like you're trying to look?
We only played the 116 plays last week, and so I really can't like comment on that because we only played the ones really about 16 plays. So, the guys you mentioned Tuck, those guys are gone. There's a new group, and I'm going to let those guys establish who they are and what they bring to the table.
Are you able to put an emphasis on something specific this year, maybe more than last year? Last year you were sort of trying to get settled at linebacker and trying to get a leader there. Are you able to put an emphasis or a stamp on different kind of things this year because of that?
I don't know how to answer that. I apologize. I it's kind of one of those questions that can go a number of different ways. So I'll what do they say? I'll defer. Okay.
How often do you find yourself checking in with Beeson?
Oh, all the time. He's in my ear, and I'm in his ear all the time. I hear things on the field, calls on the field, that I go to him and say, I wish we could change that. How can we make this better? So we're communicating all the time.
So he's present with you, even with him not being.
He is present. He is listening to every call. He's like a microphone in my ear all the time. He is present.
Are you more confident that you will have him as this preseason moves on and you're getting ready for Detroit?
Yeah, I'm optimistic, but I don't know. I have no idea.
I guess maybe if I phrase it, you haven't seen anything that would change the optimism that you guys had in the spring that he was in.
No, I have not. No.